This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Have arrived on the scene for another hour of hopefully entertaining conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. The morning's first check-in for many people. First check-in for the hour belongs to Jennifer Horn, so check please.
Got to start with some sports news. Mike Trout is trending, and that's because he is the newest most highly paid baseball player in the business. He and the Los Angeles Angels are finalizing their largest contract in professional sports history. It's now a 12-year deal. I think the last one we were talking about was 10 years. This is a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million.
Woo!
That smashes the previous record set. And it seems like during the spring training season, it's almost been a player a week that's been the top paid player, and then someone gets knocked out. Mike Trout has won two American League MVP awards and finished second four times. He'll receive an average of $36 million a year, which tops Zach Greinke's record average of $34.4 million with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So this is more than 30% larger than the $330 million deal that Bryce Harper just signed a few weeks ago with the Philadelphia Phillies. So he is now going to be the highest paid player in the game. 27 years old. He was due to be a free agent next season. The Angels snapped him up this season to make sure that he sticks it out with the team.
All right. So that's about $2.7 million a game.
Ugh.
Right? That's $36 million.
Well,
sorry. Other way around. Backwards. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
360, 160, where they play 162 games, is it 162, 168, how many games they play a year, something like that.
Let's see.
So, 36 million into 162, still that's what, about $500,000 a game. Not a bad deal.
That sounds about right, yeah.
It's not a bad deal for, what, 4 hours? That's $100,000 an hour.
There are 162 games in a season.
Okay. So about $100,000. Okay, we're all going to sign up for that deal. Matter of fact, I think my daughter has started my grandson Miles on dancing lessons. I think we're going to change that, or at least add to that baseball lesson.
Baseball, absolutely.
Yeah. Teach him how to play baseball. But you said, I think the other day, one of you, when it was Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, said somebody got paid more than that in basketball. Basketball players are getting paid more on an annualized basis than baseball players, is that right? And football players, what's the annual take for a
basketball
football?
Basketball players make more than other sports. They're the
they
occasional,
do.
Like, you know, this guy from the from baseball. But I think, I think basketball players make the most.
Baseball been very good to me. Very, very good to me. So as long as we're in the sports department, I suppose this is either people in the news or sports or maybe a little of both. You heard the story from Palm Beach, where the Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been offered, quote unquote, a chance, or I like what Larry Elder says, Jennifer, close quotes. He always, whenever he does a quote from somebody, it's close quotes. I don't think I've ever heard anybody do that on the
open
air
quote, close quote.
Open.
Oh,
quote.
Yeah, not yeah, maybe not on the air.
Yeah. No. All right. Anyway, so he's been offered a way to avoid prosecution for soliciting and that sort of thing. It's called deferred prosecution, and it requires that Mr. Kraft admit what he could be proven guilty of having done at trial. Kraft is not the only one charged who's been presented with this offer, and so whether he accepts it or not remains to be seen. He would have to complete a course on prostitution. Good God. 100 hours of community
service.
It's so stupid.
Is that how to drive by like Sunset Strip, like Pretty Woman, and pick up a hooker? Like, what does that mean?
It's stupid. 100 hours of community service, I can see. Well, I don't even see that. I see none of this because prostitution should be legalized. Plain
well,
and simple.
Well, but the fact that it isn't, something has to happen. So
yeah. Right.
Community service is probably not a bad thing.
What I don't like is this feels like another gotcha investigation. If you do something wrong that breaks the law, then you should stand trial for that. If you don't, then you don't. I don't understand why part of the stipulation is, and I think the main stipulation, is that he come out and say publicly that he did it and that he would have been found guilty by a jury trial if he decided to go in that route. So was this set up to embarrass him? Is the law set to embarrass American citizens? I don't think that's necessarily
the
right thing.
People who have money are to be embarrassed. That's what this is about.
And so I think it's kind of, I think it's crud, actually. If I were him, I'd say, take your deal and shove it because, let me stand trial. If I did something wrong, I'll pay the price. And if I didn't, then I won't. Don't sit there and say that I have to come out and say I would have been convicted. How does anybody know that?
I think it's outrageous. Frankly, the whole thing is. So what's the NFL had to say, if anything, about Kraft? I haven't seen
too much of that. I don't think they've said anything, have they?
The local.
He's the golden boy. They're not going to say much. I haven't heard anything. So, they do discipline and can discipline team owners, and they have in many cases. So if they're going to do anything, I think they would have done it already. But maybe once
their players have done so much worse. Yeah. I don't know. The players that have been allowed to go back and play have done a lot worse than what he's accused of.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a comparative money deal for somebody signing up at the behest of the Patriots. A fellow named Mike Pennell, 2 years, base salary of $5 million with the Patriots, $8 million in bonuses and incentives. Is that a lot of... That's not a lot. How much does Tom Brady get paid every year? This is for playing...
I don't know. A lot.
Yeah. Just a comparative number. And this guy, there's a lot of other little sports stories floating around, but the Kraft thing is fairly interesting. The other people stories here include the story of one Karen Uhlenbeck. Karen Uhlenbeck is a math professor at the University of Texas. She's been awarded this year's Abel Prize, which is a math prize modeled after the Nobel Prize. First time the prize has gone to a woman, which is kind of shameful. The Abel Prize. Women don't seem to be professionally recognized or awarded or known for being good at math, even though women are equally as good, if not better, at math than most men. I find this interesting, and yet another place where we can sort of poke holes in the system or maybe just say, acknowledge, hey, this is great that a woman is getting this. She will get a cash award of 6 million kroner, which is about 700 grand. The lady is 76 years old, known for her work with partial differential equations. Okay, anybody want to explain that?
Oh, I thought this was your area of expertise.
Partial differential equations? I was the old math guy. I'm good at the old math. The new math, I don't know, from nothing.
You don't have anything in your notes sitting around about that?
Yeah.
On your desk?
Well, now that you mention it, I have it in the box. Maybe I'll check out the box.
She's in her 70s, so I imagine she's coming from the same era of math
new
as
math.
You.
That I am. Yeah, right. Okay, so then partial differential equation.
I read into this yesterday. Apparently, she had a breakthrough formula of soap bubbles and the surface area of soapy bubbles. She has calculated that, and apparently that was considered a huge breakthrough.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Soapy bubbles.
Have a lot of time on their hands.
I'm sure there are a lot of applications for that. The science people are listening to us right now going, oh, those dummies don't even know why that's important. I don't know why that's important, but apparently it is.
Okay, hold on a second.
Uh-oh. We'll just wait while you Google. What are you doing?
I want to know what a partial differential equation is. In math, it's a differential equation contains beforehand unknown multivariable functions. Already I'm not going to know anymore.
Yeah.
That's like what you do in basic algebra. So that's like you fill in the x or the y. That's a differential equation, isn't it?
Is it? They can be used to describe
that, yes,
a wide variety of phenomena such as sound, heat, diffusion, electrostatic electrodynamics, fluid dynamics, elasticity, or quantum mechanics.
I'm not sure that this definition is helping any of us. No. I know they taught that class in high school. It was one above what I took, so I can't explain it to you.
I'm telling you, soapy bubbles. That's all we need to know. Soapy bubbles.
Let's see here. A partial differential equation
That distraction technique didn't work.
Involving functions and their partial derivatives. For example, the wave equation. I'm trying to read this.
When you can't understand the definition, it's better off that you just stop.
We need to move on.
Kind of creepy laugh. It just kept going on and on and on.
A linear partial differential equation of the second order. So there. Somebody was, and maybe still
now
is.
Now we're in the Knights Templar of the second order. I don't know. I'm so lost.
All right. All right. So somebody do us a favor. You can tweet us if you want at DJB Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Shillin or at Doug Steffen and send us.
And you can tweet us, and it doesn't have to be about math. That's right.
Let's do some
140 math. Characters to what? Tell us soapy bubbles.
Soapy bubbles. So another name in the news today is Michael Cohen. Public now has access to a large collection of documents related to the raids on his home, an office and hotel rooms, that kind of stuff. Pretty exciting. I can hardly wait to get a hold of that stuff. Hundreds
so
of pages.
Redacted. You can't see anything.
Documents.
It's like
it's ridiculous.
A lot of
What did CNN want to get a hold of this for? What CNN think they're going to find?
Everybody.
They're
the ones
to look for it.
I don't know if it was CNN. The judge just released it, it made it public, but it's very
nine
redacted.
News organizations went after
and
this stuff.
Really, the only thing we learned, I think, that was explicit is that this thing started much earlier than I think anybody thought. So
that's about all that's worth. All right, let's go back to differential equations then and see if we can find... You think Cohen knows how to do a differential equation? What about Donald Trump? Does he know how to do a differential equation?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You thought my laugh was creepy? Why did you think my laugh was creepy? I was just sort of getting a kick out of all of the reaction.
Did you take your ADD meds today?
I know, right?
I think that the laugh went on for about 5 seconds longer than I expected it to, and it wasn't
here are
that
12,
funny of a thing.
Wait, hold on a second. I got 12 different partial equation formulas that we could use to solve problems, but we have to define the problem. In a partial differential equation, the solution depends on more than one independent variable. That's the space of time. That's the soapy bubble thing. Because it could go almost any direction, right? Know how that works?
Let's say you cracked it. Good job.
I think so.
Yeah.
How to lose weight. Let's do some math on the weight end of things. All right? You ready to lose some weight? This is a scientific formula prepared by the family that owns Calitrin, which has become America's number one choice for weight loss when it comes to the healthy perspective. That is, what you're putting into your body. It's not just what you get out of it. In other words, the latest number, so I weigh 175 and I weighed 180 and that kind of stuff. No, that's not really what the numbers. The right numbers are all about the functional amount of collagen that you put in your body, because that's the safest and best way to lose weight. Put collagen back in your body. You don't even know what collagen is. Maybe you do. You've seen a lot of the ads for the filler things that the creams and things you put on your face, and the better ones have collagen as an ingredient because it fills. It's a natural substance your body has and produces when you're younger and then stops producing it when you're in your 30s. So this jump starts it again. So you can promote the creation of lean muscle, get rid of the fat, burn it off, and that's how you lose the weight. Pretty good, right? Let's get to the program here. You go to toploss.com, save 10% with the DJV code and a free bottle after you bought three. Be sure to check the box for DJV. Lose the weight the safe way, the practical way, the important way, the successful way. Toploss.com, special deal with the DJV code.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Great balls of fire.
Kiss me, baby.
Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. So you tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're my nail guns and I switch all my bones. I'm real nervous, but it's so well fun.
I created some degree of controversy years back when I translated this a little differently than what the actual verbiage is on the song. Jerry Lee Lewis, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. So we've been talking about Jerry Lee Lewis lately because his health has not been good. He's been transferred from a hospital to a rehab center following the stroke he had last month. But he'll have to cancel his upcoming shows. He had an appearance scheduled at the New Orleans Jazz Festival next month, but that's not going to work. According to a statement from his neurologist, he's, by the way, 83 years old. He's expected to fully recover, but he's got to go through aggressive and pretty intensive rehab. So his people have announced he's canceling the appearance at the Jazz Festival at the end of April, and also a concert in May in Knoxville, and a June concert in Alexandria, Virginia. So the Jerry Lee Lewis story isn't bad, just to take him a little longer to get his act back together. And given the way he lived and how he lived, I'm surprised he's still alive. Frankly, at the age of 83, must have good genes, because, man, did he rock it up, not just on stage. He was really...
Yeah, I remember watching videos of him performing, and when we did that story a couple weeks ago about him being sick, I was like, what? It's like the same we did a story about Meatloaf, and I was like, what? They're both still alive.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Meatloaf is definitely still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, they both... I think Meatloaf cleaned up his act. Didn't he?
I think he's been sober for a long time. Yeah,
yeah, right. And I've seen him. He was doing a lot of acting for a while. I haven't seen him do that much in the recent.
Celebrity Apprentice, remember that?
Oh, right. That. Yes. Yeah. Right. When Trump was doing it, right?
Yeah.
When Trump was that the
Gary Busey season? I can't remember, but Meatloaf did really well, and I think he came back for the All-Stars, too. I can't remember right.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, Jerry Lee Lewis is an expert in differential equations, and when he gets done with his rehab, I'm going to see if we can get him on the program to discuss differential equations. Okay, everybody in for that? You up for that? Perfect. DJ Baytash, 26 after the hour. Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying now the music of Cardi B, who is going to join J-Lo in the new film about strippers called Hustlers. This is, well, she used to be a stripper, right? Didn't Cardi B used to be a
apparently,
stripper?
Apparently,
yes. Right. She's described first as a dancer, but she was really a stripper. Then she became a rapper. She's going to be on this movie with J-Lo and Constance Wu. What do we know about Constance Wu?
She was one of the stars of Crazy Rich Asians last year.
Oh, okay. Which one was she?
She was the main one, right? And she's on Fresh Off the Boat. That's Constance Wu.
She was the one who was the wife for the love interest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's very attractive. I thought that was a good movie, too. Kind of a nice story.
Movie, I mean, when I first saw the headline, it sounds weird, a movie about strippers, but it actually sounds like it's going to be kind of interesting. It's got a huge cast.
Yeah. It's an adaptation of an article New Yorker magazine wrote, Hustlers at Scores, which focuses on a couple of strippers and their decisions to steal thousands of dollars from Wall Street clients. That sounds like that. I think J-Lo is a good actress, frankly. I like her in movies. The lineup also has names like Julia Stiles, who's a very good actress. Kiki Palmer, I don't know, don't recognize that name. Should I? What's her story? Anybody know?
She's young. She's been, I think she's a Disney kid.
Do you remember that story, that movie with Dolly Parton where they were like in the church singing? I think Queen Latifah was in it too. Kiki Palmer was one of the people in that movie.
And Lily Reinhardt, who is from Riverdale. So they're starting this week shooting that movie in New York, so maybe it'll be out in time for Christmas. Merry Christmas. Here's a stripper movie. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is now requesting an audit of the FAA's approval of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX 8. The U.S. recently grounding the aircraft model after 2 deadly international crashes in less than 5 months. The U.S. move came after similar actions by dozens of other countries. In a statement, the Secretary notes that safety is the top priority of her department. Meanwhile, a new FAA administrator is in the works, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
A sheriff's deputy in the state of Washington dead after being shot during what started out as a routine traffic stop last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My laugh today. It's the 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keaton is here. Kara Schillen is here. Before we get to another one of our first fast and factual items here, I thought you'd be interested to know, in light of the conversation we were having about math, and actually I started this project because I wanted to prove maybe to everybody, including myself, that I actually got into college the way I should have and went through college well. I have some notes from the outline of the history of World War I that I'm going through right now. And I even have notes from my girlfriend who was in college with me at the same time as we examine together the road to World War II. How many of you studied that when you were in school?
Sounds romantic.
Well, yeah, I can see why it lasted.
we can see how what lasted. Right, you talk about the relationship.
Relationship.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty good at that. So I was actually pretty good at it, too. All right. Another first news story, Victoria. Please take it away so that we don't have to talk about isosceles triangles here in this portion of the program. We can, I suppose, if you'd like to.
Nope. Happily, I will talk about something else. It is the spring equinox. And so this brings along a major astronomical doubleheader tonight, along with astrological events happening. Yeah. But the spring equinox is the precise moment that the sun's rays shine directly on the equator. That arrives at 5:58 p.m. today, and that's Eastern time.
Eastern time, yep.
And, yep, so the spring equinox is one of 2 days in the year, the other being the autumnal equinox in September. And that means it's roughly 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness almost everywhere on the planet. At 9:43 Eastern time tonight, it is the final supermoon of the year, and this one is a big one. Yeah. And I mean, like, big.
Huge in the sky.
You can already see the moon yesterday, but tonight it's going to be thousands of miles closer to the Earth than usual, so it's going to look extra big and beautiful. So get out tonight and take a look at that. And, enjoy, astrologically, we are starting a new astrological year with the moon and the sun moving into Aries, and so that means new beginnings and all kinds of good stuff, which is timed out very well with the spring equinox.
Yes, and the weather will change accordingly. So if you're looking for something to celebrate today, this comes, by the way, from the Latin word the equinox is equal night, Equal is the derivative of, or is derived from equa in Latin, and nox obviously is night. Well, maybe it isn't. Do you know Latin? Everybody here knows Latin. A little bit of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the vernal equa. I sent one of the ladies who works with me on the farm the other day home with a bag of seeds to see what seeds will germinate. This is the time of year when you want to find out if you have, like, I have a lot of hayseed. I'm trying to get ready to plant a lot of fields in fresh hay, and I want to know what seeds I have that will be able to germinate. So you put it into some dirt and then a little bit of water, and you put it in the windowsill, and 4 or 5 days, if it's any good, it'll emerge. And there's something about this. I have always looked forward to January, February. You're going to order your seeds. Spring can kind of, in your psychological state of mind, start wherever you want it to. If you wanted to start the day after Christmas, or maybe the day after New Year's, it does. By the time you get to 4th of July, good duck, the February Valentine's Day, I think people are beginning to think. We anticipate. And then as we get into fall, sometimes people lose their grip on reality and it goes away too soon. Enjoy every day. There's something to like, I think, in every single day. So let's enjoy and be excited today about the beginning of the Aries is the first. If you look at the astrological or the 12 signs, actually the year begins with Aries and then goes into, if you're using Western astrology, Aries, the fire sign, and that's the way spring should begin. Lots of fire and warmth. So there we go, the story of the spring equinox. All right, a little bit of television news here. James Corden apparently is going to serve as the host for the Tony Awards. The announcement is, this guy's really, his star is rising, and I think it's appropriate. This is one of those times when most people agree that the person in question, in this case it's Corden, deserves the success that he is having. He seems to be affable, works hard, is showing up in a lot of places, and people just seem to like him. I find him very likable.
Very likable, yeah.
Frankly, yeah. He says, quote, "I'm thrilled to be returning to host the Tonys. The Broadway community is very dear to my heart, and I beyond." He was in theater, wasn't he?
He has a Tony. Yeah, he has a Tony Award.
For being in some, what was it, One Man, Two Governors was?
Yep.
That was his role, 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good. He also had a role in the play The History Boys in 2004. And was in the movie Into the Woods, which was a Broadway play as well. Was it not? Is that something that was on Broadway?
Yes. Yeah,
it was it's a movie version of the Broadway musical,
yeah.
He was also in Ocean's 8, right?
Yes.
And he was in, there was something else. I think he's in the upcoming musical movie of Cats. I think he's in that. Yeah.
Good.
He can
good
sing. He's great. He's good.
Is he? I've never heard of him. Well, yeah, no,
yeah,
we've heard him sing.
Carpool Karaoke.
Carpool
yeah.
Karaoke does a great job. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Did anybody watch American Idol last night?
Nope. No. That's their problem.
There was a woman who reminded me
yeah.
of Polly Perrette, whose character on NCIS was described as goth. And I never heard that expression before. Goth, how would you care to describe?
Really?
Yeah, what does that word mean to you when you hear somebody described as a goth girl?
Yeah, you wear like a lot of black, Doc Martin boots,
right.
You know, a lot of eyeliner.
Usually okay.
like whiter skin, darker hair kind of deal.
Yeah, very pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this goth girl
sometimes
shows up on American Idol last night. Everybody's trying to figure out who she supposedly is a contestant. So, but the fact that none of you watched it, maybe this doesn't make any difference because you didn't see it. Turned out this woman who came on as a goth girl was the winner from last year or somebody who was on last year named Maddie Poppy. Is that right? P-O-P-P-E? That was the story? That doesn't ring a bell either.
I have no idea. I haven't watched American Idol since I don't even know how long it's been.
Mm. What does that say? What's the audience then? Is American Idol's audience just older?
I don't know what it is now. I really don't. My parents were into it for a really long time before it got canceled, and they tried to watch this new incarnation of it, and they just hated it. Mostly
really?
Because they didn't like, my mom was like, Lionel Richie's so great, but they didn't like Katy Perry. Luke Bryan just kind of sits there. You know, Luke Bryan's a nice guy, but he doesn't add anything to it. So my parents were just bored with it, and they stopped.
Well, I think Luke Perry is a singer-entertainer, but he's...
Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
What
did I say?
Perry. You said Luke Perry, now I'm wondering if I did.
No, you said Luke Bryan.
Okay.
But he's not...
Now, Luke Perry being on there, that might make it a little more interesting.
See, I like Luke Bryan. I think he's... I've only seen, like, two episodes of American Idol, and I like him. I think the one episode I saw of Katy Perry was last year when she kissed that kid who had never been kissed before, and I was so turned off by that I just... I don't know. I just couldn't deal with it. So, I don't know.
She's obnoxious.
It's something.
Yeah,
plus, it's a time commitment. That's the deal. It's more... programming to watch, and I think it's kind of run its course on The Voice. The Voice is killing it in the ratings head-to-head.
Yeah, yeah. It is. So this may be the last season of American Idol, you think?
I don't know.
We'll wait and see. All right. So what do we have tonight, Jen, that looks exciting?
Well, let's see. What do we have tonight? Oh, this might be happy for the girls. Freeform has a series premiere of Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionist. This is where Sasha and Janelle take back their roles, and they will have a spinoff set in the Pacific Northwest. You can watch that on Freeform tonight at 8 o'clock. One of the big things going on the network is NBC has a Michael Bublé special, and this is going to be a documentary/performance where he says he's ready to tell his story. He's going to let you in and see the love of his life, basically his family, his music, and he'll perform also some original hits, some covers, and some cuts off of his 10th studio album. That'll be on NBC tonight. That's a big special at 10 o'clock.
And then starts at 10? Wow.
Yeah, it does actually on NBC. How about that? You're going to have to stay up late. It's after The Voice. The Voice is first at 8 o'clock. That's the best moments from the season so far, so you can catch up at 8. That's a 2-hour special, Bublé at 10. On Fox, you've got Empire at 8, followed by a new episode of Star. CW's also new tonight with Riverdale at 8 and All American at 9. Survivor is brand new. There's another elimination at 8 o'clock on CBS, followed by a new SEAL team. Also on ABC, all new with the Goldbergs and Schooled, Modern Family, Single Parents and Whiskey Cavalier, and that'll be your big picks for the night. I might watch Moonshiners on Discovery tonight at 8 o'clock. They've got a new episode there as well.
Moonshiners. It's not like when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. These are the guys that make the swamp drink.
Moonshine.
Right? Moonshine.
Yeah. Oh, also worth noting, if you like Project Runway All-Stars, there's a new episode coming up on Lifetime tonight at 8:30.
Oh, whoopee.
You'd be tuned in for that.
How many people know who Jessica Moore is? If you watch the Comedy Channel, apparently you know who she is.
No clue.
She's someone... Now, this is one of those circumstances where you wonder if somebody's had 2 minutes of fame, is this a reason for us to pay attention? This is a lady who... She goes by the name Jess Hilarious. And she claims that she felt threatened...
Already not funny.
What, just hilarious?
Yeah,
right.
You name yourself that, already you're not funny.
Well, you take a look at the picture, she doesn't look like she's much fun. But she's trying to create some sort of energy around her by claiming that she was offended by or scared by four Sikh men who boarded the same plane that she was on. She was condemned for, quote, her ignorant remarks, but defended her feelings in some videos that have been dropped by Facebook. Blank y'all, I feel threatened, and that was blank y'all. She clapped back, I've never blanked. I'm not a blanking racist, but I spotted something. I put it.
Is this just because they were wearing turbans?
Yeah.
In their Indian? Like,
Sikhs are the ones who wear turbans, by the way. Not Muslims, but Sikhs wear turbans.
Right. So
she's
an ignoramus.
Yeah, that's, you know, but people pay attention to this sort of thing, and I just paid attention to it because I wanted to call everybody's attention to the fact that these no-name actors, actresses, these wannabes, when they have an opportunity to make some noise, oh, okay, I'm going to make a lot of noise, and I'll become famous. It's one of those things. And so somebody said back to her, you felt threatened about what? And that's, a lot of thousands of people are talking about this. On Facebook, but I thought it was the only reason I brought it up, as I said, it because these phony bullies, kind of like Ocasio, what's her face, and all of the attention she's calling to herself. What was yesterday, though, she kind of got slapped around pretty well because of some other controversy. She's now been officially accused of campaign fraud, moving money around. So she may have, she raised $2 million. For her election, and 61% of it came from people who gave less than $200. She has a PAC that paid $900,000 to a consulting company, and she didn't use the advice, apparently, that came from them. It's described by the investigators as an unorthodox arrangement. So, I don't know.
That doesn't really make sense, but...
What? And I don't know but the fact that she did it, or the fact that somebody's checking
her. Well, what's wrong with so there? I don't know. I don't. What's the part that's?
I think
illegal?
The point is that there are a lot of people gunning for her because she's become she's made herself because she's intelligent and knows what the deal is to a point. She's making herself more visible, and it's bothering some of the old-time Dems and Republicans as well.
But the original, and I haven't seen anything new on this, so I'm not sure exactly. I haven't seen anything about her other than New Yorkers are blaming her for having Amazon decide to pull their headquarters. I haven't seen this new update, but the original investigation was filed over complaints that her campaign manager was moving funds from their campaign to his personal business.
Lack of transparency was what a lot of the voters.
That's a problem. You can't move. Yeah. You can't move campaign funds into a business. You can move campaign funds into another campaign that you run, but you can't move them into a business. So that's the issue.
That's the only thing I had heard too. Yeah, that was the campaign manager,
Which would be a lack of transparency. You can't do that.
All right, here's something you've heard from me before, but I really like underscoring how well I'm sleeping with these Giza sheets. The cotton is Egyptian. The sheets are fitted. The sheets and the comfort level that they produce, fabulous. So if you want to get a full night's rest, you don't have to get out of bed and fix your sheets, all that sort of thing. You need these new Giza cotton sheets from MyPillow, made with this cotton that's, when you feel it, you'll just think, wow, this is really plush, and it is, and it's not expensive. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off from free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. So the great Giza sheets available now at 30% off. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time to concentrate on the technological report for the day. It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour for Wednesday, March the 20th. This is one of the big efforts Victoria puts forth, does a great job studying what's going on. So we get started with an Instagram add-on or add-in or add-to. What's the story?
Instagram took its next step to becoming a fully-fledged commerce business, announcing that it's bringing a checkout feature to the mobile app. And with checkout, you can store your payment information with Instagram to make purchases more quickly. More than 20 brands will start using the checkout immediately, including Nike, Adidas, Dior, H&M, MAC Cosmetics, Michael Kors, Oscar de la Renta, Prada, Uniqlo, Warby Parker, and Zara. Those are some really big retailers in there. And so they are all on Instagram. So now, instead of having to leave Instagram to get taken to the other retail sites, now everything is all contained within the Instagram app, and you can actually check out on Instagram. This is going to be horrible news for my bank account because Instagram already lures me in and forces me to shop. So now the fact that I don't have to leave Instagram in order to buy these things, this is not good for me. But it's good business for Instagram and certainly for their parent company, Facebook. They are going to start making a lot of money on this. They're going to be charging the retailer, so the users won't be affected by this, but the retailers will be paying Instagram to have this checkout platform. And so all of your information and everything will be stored on Instagram, makes shopping and checking out very smooth and easy. And Instagram obviously hopes that this will keep people on the app as opposed to having
them leave. Sounds like they will with you.
Yeah, well, everybody I know, too. So bad. But the payment information will be stored with Facebook. It will only be used on Instagram. Facebook says it will not share your payment information with other users and retailers, which is very important that they don't tarnish the Instagram brand. And Instagram says currently 130 million people a month tap on product tags in shopping posts. And now, in a lot of those posts, you'll be able to purchase those items right in Instagram. And so you won't have to leave. And that's great news for them, bad news for me.
All right. We'll have a moment of silence then for Victoria and her pocketbook as we move into something from Traeger Grills. They're adding Wi-Fi to their products, allowing you to remotely monitor the temperature on the grill. This sounds pretty interesting as we get into springtime and barbecuing.
The Geek Out.
Technology is finding its way even into the hobby of barbecuing. Traeger, the very popular brand of grills that uniquely use tiny wood pellets which are heated by electricity to create temperature and smoke, have added Wi-Fi connectivity to a wider range of models for 2019. Now, this isn't new for the company, but the ability to monitor and control temperature remotely on an app on your phone has been a great selling feature for the company, so adding it across the line probably made a lot of sense. Wood pellet setups aren't always considered proper by traditionalists, but not everybody's geared up for what traditional barbecuing can require in terms of time and patience. Traeger's line of Wi-Fi connected wood pellet grills start at $800, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to our focus with Victoria Keelan on the technology stories of the day. Here's Pandora letting users change something that might have been helpful. Is this something we can do with that equational story that we had earlier?
Nope. Moving on. Pandora is giving listeners more control over what songs their customized radio stations play with a new feature called Pandora Modes. Now, Pandora's classic algorithm chooses what songs play when you start a new artist station, but these new alternative modes let you actually change the algorithm for a different experience. So Modes works better the more you interact with it, the more it learns, which is, you know, how all algorithms are programmed. And every thumbs up or thumbs down that you give a song further informs the new algorithm which songs to next send your way. So there are six listening modes: My Station, which is Pandora's original algorithm if you don't want to change anything, or you can do crowd faves, which favor the songs that get the most thumbs up by users. There's going to be deep cuts. Then there's discovery, which will play more artists that aren't usually on that station. Newly released will only pick the newest songs. And artist only lets you binge on one artist's entire catalog. So it's kind of cool for Pandora.
Yay for Pandora. Yay for Victoria. Yay for the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.